Watch, Trump shares AI clip of himself tossing no-talent Stephen Colbert in dumpster. By Amy Farr on May 23, 2026. President Donald Trump shared an AI video on Friday depicting him tossing Stephen Colbert into a dumpster on the set of his late-night show. The clip showed the president approaching the host as he spoke to audience members in the studio for The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, the New York Post reported Saturday. Trump grabs a shocked Colbert by his suit jacket and throws him into a green dumpster as the crowd claps. The president then breaks into his signature dance to the song YMCA as the applause continues. Trump posted the video after the show's final episode aired, and he characterized Colbert as being like a dead person in a social media post, according to Breitbart News. Colbert is finally finished at CBS. Amazing that he lasted so long. No talent, no ratings, no life. He was like a dead person. You could take any person off of the street and they would be better than this total jerk. Thank goodness he's finally gone, he wrote. Breitbart News's John Nolte said Thursday that Colbert has repeatedly mocked people on the right. Colbert is so poisoned and sick with pride that he cannot even begin to acknowledge that he turned The Late Show into a failed money pit. Instead, his self-worship demands he pretend to be a political martyr at the hands of President Trump. When there is zero evidence that Trump caused his show to lose some $40 million per year and get itself canceled, he wrote. During his final show, Colbert admitted he was getting trounced ratings-wise by Fox News's Greg Gutfeld, according to Breitbart News. In addition, Senator Mike Lee, RUT, shared a video of Colbert announcing the show was ending with AI-generated images of Trump playing a violin and a recorder. "Will you miss Stephen Colbert?" Lee wrote in the caption. According to the Post article, the comedy man just couldn't stay away from TV after his sign-off. He appeared on a public access TV show only in Monroe on Monroe Community Media, cracking jokes about his former employer in a low-budget taping of a program he says he visited back in 2015.